early on in our marriage, we did not have much money. Dean and I had to just kind of subside on a little bit of a ministry income. I was in Christian radio at the time, and she was staying at home. And we had a friend who came up to me and said, here's $20. I want you and Dina to go to a movie. Wow. And I looked at her and I said, I can't take your money. And Pam, maybe you're listening, but she looked up at me and she had these big eyes and she said, are you going to steal the blessing of me giving to you?
Because I was going to say, Pam, send me the money if John won't take it. So I'm good with that.
That little, are you going to rob me of my blessing? Just grabbed my heart.
It's a great response.
I had to say thank you. And so we're here to encourage a kind of a spirit of generosity in your relationship today or in your walk with God. I'm John Fuller, along with Greg Smalley, and we don't have Aaron here at the table, but hopefully soon. There was a time, I'm sure, Greg, when somebody came to you with something kind of like that and said, here's a blessing.
Yeah, we've told this before, but very similar to you, we had a couple when we were in graduate school who would show up. We had a young daughter, Taylor. They would show up and hand us a $20 bill and watch Taylor so that we could go out on a date, and kind of the same thing. It was always a little hard to receive that, but boy, that's such a beautiful part of our love story now, is how they invested. But even recently, just a few weeks ago, our middle daughter's married to a wonderful young man, Jordan. His parents, they invited us up to their place up in the mountains, and it was near Aaron's birthday. So they said, hey, why don't you guys come up? You know, Jordan and Murphy are going to be there. We'll celebrate Aaron. Yeah. And just their generosity, Steve and Deborah, they took us out to dinner to celebrate. You know, Aaron, just the hospitality that they showed. I commented, they had this antique pair of skis, like from their, like the 1800s.
Oh,
it kind of looked like one of those.
Yeah.
And I love that kind of look. Actually, my office here at
Focus has that
kind of stuff. And so I just said, oh, that's such a cool pair. And as Aaron and I were driving home, that pair of skis was in my car.
Oh, they gave them to you?
They gave it. So they just walked out and put it in there and didn't say a word. And it just, their generosity was just so humbling, to your point. It's hard to receive all that, but you're right. It does rob the joy. And Steve and Deborah are just so amazing in how kind they are. And we had such a good time. I feel so blessed that our daughter has them as another set of parents.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to hang out with people who are generous, whether they have means or maybe they're being generous even when they don't have a lot.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear from Bob and Linda Lottick now, who spoke with Focus on the Family President Jim Daly about a pretty incredible time that God put it on their hearts to really increase their generosity.
Now, here's probably the question or the comment that I really have been chomping at the bit to get to you guys, because I'm thinking of you starting your life with at least $13,000 in debt and then working your way through the 20s. But you had a goal that you set that you try to give away $1 million by the time you're 40.
Yeah.
That's pretty bold. And I want to hear, no, it's true. I mean, I'm just sitting there going, you're in your early 20s and you got all this debt and you got people calling your house.
Uh-huh.
You get married and you say, okay, by the time we're 40, let's give away $1 million.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, what?
Mm.
So what did that look like, and did you actually achieve it?
Yeah. So I'll start with where this whole thing kind of came from for me is, after we had paid off all of our credit cards, all we had left was our mortgage, okay, which most people are like, that's amazing. All you had to pay was a mortgage. And I remember going to pray to God and ask him to help get our mortgage paid off faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we had a plan. It was going to take us 3 or 4 years, which is, again, fantastic. Anybody listening is like, if I could pay off my mortgage in 3 years, that'd be amazing. But I'm an American. I want it faster. So I was praying to God and asking that. And I remember, like, one of the clearest things that's ever dropped in my heart, and I felt like you spoke to my heart and said, if you really want to see me move on your finances, I want you to begin giving your age as a percentage of your income.
And, oh, wow.
And at that point, I'm standing in a field praying. And I like looked up to heaven, scratched my head. I'm like, what is that? I've never heard of that. There's no way that idea just came from my mind. Like, that's not what I wanted to do. I'm on a race to pay off my mortgage. And so I start wrestling with this a little bit and doing math. I'm like, I don't even know if we can pay, buy groceries if we do this. We're definitely not going to pay off our mortgage for a long time if we do this. All this to say, I go back and talk to Linda. And she gets on board.
Good for you.
Wow.
Good for you.
Well, you know, the thing about this story is that we had actually been through this before. This sounds a whole lot like another story we have when we were trying to pay off our credit card debt initially. Almost identical. And it wasn't the give your age as a percentage, but it was a, we were giving 10% of the time, and I felt like the Lord was saying, give an additional 10%. And we took all of the money that we were going to pay off our debt with, and we started giving it instead. And we had seen the faithfulness of God and the miraculous happen in that situation to where we got our debt paid off so much quicker than it should have been.
Wow.
Like even in our, with our best laid plans, like it got paid off quicker than that even.
Yeah.
And so when he comes and says this to me, I thought, well, we could give it a shot. Like there's nothing that's saying we have to do this for the rest of our lives. But if you feel like this is what the Lord is asking us to do, what if we try it for 3 months and just see what happens? Mm. If the money is there for us to even continue doing this.
Well, and a great theological point is if the Lord is asking you to do it, then you're going to see something happen.
Yeah. Right.
Which is your point, right? And absolutely. You obviously saw stuff happen.
Right.
Because it went further than 3 months, right?
So
it
went further than 3 months.
We started doing that month. And really, it felt like laying down our goal of paying off the mortgage on the altar. It's because I did the math. I'm the money nerd. And I go back and I'm like, all right, well, it's going to take us 12 years or 10 years or something to pay off the mortgage now if we give all of our extra money away, which is pretty much what we did. And the most amazing thing is that 9 months later, our mortgage was paid off. And it makes no sense.
Nine months.
It's like still to this day, like I can't tell you exactly how it happened because I don't know. It was just one of those crazy things that God did that he invited us on. And so pulling all this back to this big goal, like that was a significant part because as we were giving our age over all those years, 31%, 32%, 33%, like that's a lot of money each year. And it began to add up. And yeah, by the age 39 and about 8 months, like we crossed the $1 million mark. And we gave each other a big high five.
That's amazing.
And yeah, and just celebrating what God did because we know where we
came
from.
Gave each other a high five and said, we'd like to go out to dinner, but we can't afford it.
So this is what's so interesting. I got to share this. Like, so back to the AUM we were talking about before. Like, you would think that as we're giving away all this money, such a significant amount, that our AUM would just go down because we're giving it away.
You're giving away your assets.
But here's the thing, and we have an image of this in the book, but we have a chart showing our AUM and our giving going up in lockstep with each other. So as we've continued to increase our giving, our AUM just went along right with it.
Yeah.
So it's like, God's math is not like the world's math.
I was just going to say that. God profounds us with his math, which is different from our math.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the point. Let's end here. This has gone by. I hope people can take elements of this. I hope they get the book. It goes into so much more detail.
Yeah.
And what a fun way to actually approach a very difficult subject.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you guys made it through the rough years in your 20s. What is the hardest financial habit to break and how can we overcome it?
Yeah.
So let's end there with people that are, you know, $13,000, $15,000, $20,000 in debt thinking, wow, how do I get out of the hole?
Yeah.
For me, you know, and it may not be this for everybody, for me, it was the habit of discontent. Like that was the thing that was driving all of our problems. This is why we had to create the Never 100 rule because both of us were discontented with our spending. And that's not everyone's situation. Some people are just dealt really difficult financial situations. It's not about their overspending per se.
But for the most part, I bet most people fit into that discontent category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really. I mean, we live in a world that just breeds it, everything around us.
Well, you Linda said it, we spend more than we make and that's not going to get you anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. So. And so that was a big thing for me, like learning how to just truly be content with what God has given me and coming back to Philippians 4 where Paul talks about learning how to abase and abound in the high times and the low times, like in being content in whatever the situation is. Like there's something there that I've always wanted and that's how we define true financial freedom. Like it's not just about the amount of dollars in your account. It's not about, you know, whatever, living the 4-hour work week or being financially independent, but it's about having that freedom to be content in Christ regardless of what the bank account says.
What an inspiring story from Bob and Linda.
Wow.
I mean, who says, I think we give $1 million away and then does so? Greg, what's a starting step for giving big, for being generous?
Yeah, I really think it's about cultivating just that that spirit of generosity within your life, within your marriage, within your family. And so I think beyond the money part of it, which again would be awesome. I mean, that, you just imagine how that feel to be able to give away that amount. But I think it's really highlighting the importance of kindness as generosity, our time, our skills, our emotional support, all that is generosity. I think that's a part of what we're wanting to teach our kids. And it's good for us to keep that in mind. For example, you know, Erin is this in the season to where she's earning her doctorate and a lot going on working here at Focus, her private practice, counseling couples. And yet she continues to volunteer her time to teach, you know, very young kids at a Bible study fellowship. And that's a part of her generosity. You know, I love doing premarital education. So at my church, I volunteer my time every spring, you know, Wednesday nights. You know, I run a group for couples who are seriously dating or getting married. And that's a part of the generosity that I want my kids to see. And our youngest daughter, still at home, she'll go to church Wednesday night. She'll come up and hug me, say hello to the couples. And again, she knows we don't get paid for that. And this is our job, like, right? I mean, we're in marriage ministry and earn, you know, money doing that as a living. But I want to show Annie that it's beyond that. So I think just really instilling a kind of this may be a weird way to say it, but a comprehensive sort of view of generosity, not just with money, but in a lot of things. I think celebrating small acts, you know, so these little small acts of giving, those add up and make a big impact. So it's easy to hear the story and hear the figure of $1 million and go, well, I can't really do that. But I think as a couple, as a family, we want to celebrate all those little small ways and recognize they add up. And that's important. You know, I think gratitude is another one of those ways to instill generosity within ourselves, within our family, our marriage, and just really noticing what are we thankful for and calling that out. Whether that's, Aaron, thank you for cooking dinner last night or whatever it might be, really doing that and making sure that we're budgeting around our giving. And, you know, we've shared this before, but there's an automatic, you know, draft out of our bank account every month to not only our church, but to some of the other Christian groups that we give to. And we have to budget for that and show that that's first. So, okay, now that's gone. Now what's left and how do we budget that? Right. And that's part of what we're trying to teach our kids to do as well.
Well, there's so much around this topic of money. Certainly the thread throughout conversations like this is have a conversation with your spouse and then have a plan, have a commitment. And we want to help you. You mentioned, Greg, small acts. We do have an article that we're going to link over to. It's called Generosity in Marriage, Small Acts That Make a Big Difference.
Perfect.
So check that out. And the details are in the show notes. We also have a link for you to give to Focus on the Family, either a monthly pledge, an automatic draft. That's what I do. Dina and I contribute to Focus on the Family on a monthly basis. A one-time gift is certainly appreciated, but donate today and request that book from Bob Lodick called Simple Money, Real Life. We've got all the details in the show notes, and we'll say thank you in advance for your generosity to Focus. Next time, Bill and Pam Farrell are back, and they'll be offering advice to those who maybe don't feel like you're a romantic type. For now, on behalf of the Smalleys and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.